From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Gunmen wearing military uniforms attacked Pakistan's army headquarters in the city of Rawalpindi near the capital, Islamabad, today. Military officials say at least six guards and four of the gunmen are reported killed. Officials say two of the gunmen either escaped or have infiltrated the headquarters. The BBC's Ali McBool has more from Islamabad.
Eyewitnesses said the gunmen drove up to the compound in the heart of Rawalpindi wearing army uniforms. They opened fire and threw hand grenades at guards at the checkpoints who fired back. With senior officers trapped inside the vast headquarters, helicopter gunships were called in. The army says that military personnel have died too. This audacious attack comes just a day after nearly 50 civilians were killed in a suicide bombing close to a market in Peshawar. The Taliban's been threatening more attacks unless the army's offensive against the militant group comes to an end.
The BBC's Ali McBool reporting from Islamabad. Bombs have killed three foreign troops in Afghanistan, including an American, that according to military officials there. Violence is on the uptick in recent months as insurgents penetrate U.S.-held outposts and government buildings. Officials say the U.S. service member died today from wounds suffered in an attack in southern Afghanistan earlier. The two other soldiers from other unspecified countries were killed yesterday in a bombing in the east. A top White House adviser says President Obama's talks on Afghanistan with senior national security advisers have focused on much more than the question of whether to send additional troops to the region. David Axelrod said last night in a speech at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln that a number of factors are under consideration, including allegations of fraud in Afghanistan's recent presidential election. President Obama delivers the keynote address at a dinner tonight for the nation's largest gay rights group. The speech comes on the eve of a gay rights march in Washington. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama enjoyed strong support from gay voters in last year's election, but since then, many activists have grown disillusioned with what they see as the president's foot-dragging on issues such as gays in the military and same-sex marriage. This week, the president announced plans to nominate an openly gay ambassador to New Zealand and Samoa. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs also pointed to progress on a bill expanding the definition of hate crimes to include assaults on gays and lesbians.
The hate crimes protections are long overdue in the president's opinion. Their passage represents an important step and looks forward to signing it and making that the law of the land.
The House approved the hate crimes measure over the objections of social conservatives after it was added to a defense authorization bill. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.
Crews in Southern California expect to fully contain the Sheep Fire today. The fire erupted about a week ago. The blaze has blackened more than 7,100 acres and destroyed five buildings. This is NPR. Two people died and 19 others were taken to hospitals after they were overcome in a sweat lodge near Sedona, Arizona. NPR's Ted Robbins has the story.
Sweat lodges are like saunas. They've been used for centuries in Native American purification ceremonies. In recent decades, they've been adopted by New Age spiritual practitioners as well. The Angel Valley Resort near Sedona, Arizona, offers that kind of retreat. A local sheriff spokesman says Thursday evening, 64 people were in a sweat lodge, and after 2 hours, many began feeling ill. 21 people were taken to hospitals, where 19 were treated and 2 people were pronounced dead. Homicide detectives are working on the case to come up with a cause and to determine if the incident was an accident, intentional, or negligence. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
In the Philippines, rescuers continue to search for survivors after landslides buried nearly 200 people. The disaster was brought on by heavy rains. Relief worker efforts are hampered by flooded highways and partially destroyed mountain roads. Two of the hardest hit areas are a severely flooded province northwest of Manila and two provinces of Benguet, Mountain Province, and the resort city of Baguio. China is accusing the U.S. government of meddling in its domestic affairs after Congress presented an award to the Dalai Lama for his efforts to improve human rights in the communist nation. The Tibetan leader has been in Washington this week and was supposed to meet with President Obama, but Mr. Obama said he would not meet with a spiritual leader until after he visits President Hu Jintao in November. The award is given in honor of the late human rights activist California Congressman Tom Lantos. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.